Have you ever felt stuck in your life? Like, every week feels the same. You wake up, go through your routine, scroll your phone, feel a little guilty, promise to change, but then nothing really changes. I've been there too. Many times, we say we want to get better at English. We say we want to live healthier. We say we want to be more focused, more confident, more creative. But deep down, we're just repeating the same habits, the same choices, the same safe patterns. And here's the hard truth. If you change nothing, nothing will change. It sounds simple, right? But sometimes, simple truths are the ones we ignore the most. We wait for the right time. We wait for motivation. We wait until we're not tired or not busy. But let me remind you of something. A small step forward is still a step out of where you are stuck. You don't need a perfect plan. You just need movement. Time keeps moving, and we're still waiting. Still saying one day. But maybe one day is just code for never. In this quiet moment, I want to sit with you. Just you and me. Let's talk about why we hold back, why change feels heavy, and why even the tiniest shift, a small new choice, can slowly open a new door. Nothing blooms overnight, but every flower starts with a decision to push through the soil. You don't have to become someone else. You don't need to impress the world. You just need to whisper to yourself, "I deserve better than staying stuck." Change doesn't require noise. It just needs honesty and a little bit of courage. So, let's breathe together. Let's begin gently. Let's explore this quiet but powerful truth. Nothing changes. If nothing changes. Change is uncomfortable. Even when we say we want it. Even when we know something needs to shift. A part of us still holds back. Why? Because staying the same feels safer. Because even if we're not happy where we are, at least it's familiar. There's a strange kind of comfort in routines, even the ones that don't serve us. Think about it. You want to wake up earlier. You set your alarm. But when morning comes, your hand automatically hits snooze. Your body remembers what it always does, not what you hope it will do. And that's the thing. Hope isn't enough to create change. Habit is. Our brains are wired to repeat what's familiar. It takes energy to rewire that. And energy feels hard when you're tired, discouraged, or scared. We resist change not because we're lazy, but because deep down, we're protecting ourselves from failure, from looking silly, from starting something we might not finish. We say things like, "I'll start tomorrow." "I'm too busy right now." "I don't know where to begin." But beneath those words, the real fear is often, "What if I try and I still don't succeed?" So we freeze. We wait. We distract ourselves with scrolling, with snacks, with anything but that one hard thing we know we should do. And here's a gentle truth. Avoiding change doesn't protect your peace. It postpones your growth. What if we stopped asking, "What if I fail?" And started asking, "What might open up if I try?" Because not trying, that's also a decision. And every time you choose to stay the same, you're also choosing to stay away from the life you say you want. But don't be harsh with yourself. This isn't about blame. It's about awareness. You're not behind. You're just on the edge of your next chapter. And it starts with one small yes. You don't need to change everything. But maybe today, you can choose to change one thing, just one. That's where it begins. Change doesn't have to be loud. It doesn't need a big announcement. It can begin quietly, like choosing water over soda, or turning off your phone 10 minutes earlier. We often think change has to be dramatic. New year, new job, new life. But real change, It usually starts in small, ordinary moments. Big results come from tiny choices, repeated consistently. Let me tell you something simple that changed my life. I used to say, I don't have time to learn. But one day, I set a timer for just 5 minutes to listen to English. That's it. No pressure, no goal, just 5 quiet minutes. I did it again the next day, and then the next. Eventually, 5 minutes became 10, 10 became 20. And soon, listening to English felt natural, not forced. The point isn't the number of minutes. The point is this: I stopped waiting to change, and I started. That small shift rewired how I saw myself. I was no longer someone who never has time. I became someone who makes time, and you can do that too. You don't rise to the level of your goals. You fall to the level of your habits. So, what if your small shift is writing one new word a day in your notebook, taking the stairs instead of the elevator, saying no to one distraction, saying yes to a walk outside, repeating one English sentence out loud each morning? You don't need motivation to start. You just need to move your hand, open your mouth, or make one better choice than yesterday. Progress isn't about perfection. It's about pattern. When you choose a new pattern, no matter how small, your future starts to move in a new direction. And here's a reminder. Every step forward, no matter how small, is still movement. And movement is how change begins. Perfection is a beautiful lie. It tells us, wait until you're ready. Do it perfectly. Or don't do it at all. Everyone will judge you if you mess up. And so, we wait. We rewrite the same sentence again and again. We hesitate to speak English aloud. We avoid the gym, the call, the project, because we don't feel ready enough. But here's the truth. You don't have to be perfect to begin. You just have to begin to get better. Progress is quiet. It's messy. It's full of try-agains. It doesn't always feel like success. Sometimes it feels like, I only studied for 5 minutes today. I only understood half the podcast. I made 3 grammar mistakes while speaking. But guess what? That's still progress. Because you showed up. You said something. You learned something. And that is more than you did yesterday. Let go of the image in your head. The one where you speak perfect English, or wake up every day at 5 a.m., or always eat clean and journal and smile. Life isn't a highlight reel. It's a collection of imperfect days. And you're allowed to grow slowly. Consistency beats intensity, and done is better than perfect. So speak with mistakes. Study with tired eyes. Move forward even when your voice shakes. Nobody's journey is smooth. Every fluent speaker was once a beginner who sounded unsure. Every strong habit was once an awkward experiment. You are allowed to stumble. You are allowed to restart. Don't measure how perfect it looks. Measure how honest you're being with your effort. If you keep showing up, keep trying, keep learning, something will shift. Something is already shifting. Let's pause here for a moment. Maybe you've been waiting. Waiting for the perfect plan. Waiting for the right energy, the right words, the right mood. But deep down, you already know nothing changes. If nothing changes. And that change? It doesn't have to be huge. It can be one deep breath before you react. One kind word to yourself after a mistake. One page read. One step walked. One sentence spoken. Your future isn't built in a day. It's built in your small, quiet choices today. You don't need to fix your whole life. You just need to shift one thing. The rest will follow. So, I invite you now. Close your eyes if you can. Breathe in deeply through your nose and breathe out. Gently, again, in and out. Now ask yourself, softly, what is one small change I'm ready to make? Today, don't think too hard. Just feel it. It might be tiny. That's okay. All big change starts in the unseen moments. You are not behind. You are not broken. You are simply becoming. One small act of courage each day can open the door to a completely new life. So here's your quiet reminder. No more waiting. No more perfect timing. Just one honest step forward. You've got this. And I'm right here with you. Every time you press play.